This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're being told that the Tokyo Olympics might not have any spectators and would take place, quote, behind closed doors after a surge of COVID cases has seen the Japanese government poised to impose a new state of emergency to cover the period of the games. And this is heartbreaking because you know they spent millions of dollars to prepare for Tokyo 2020, and it's just they really got the shaft with this whole COVID and the outbreak, and it's just I don't really see a lot of countries wanting to volunteer to host the Olympics. Isn't the Beijing Olympics in 8 weeks? I mean 8 months? Aren't the Winter Olympics supposed to be upon us in 2022? Anyway, IOC President Thomas Bach is due to arrive in Tokyo tomorrow, and a final decision on spectators is expected on Friday. Organizers had hoped that up to 10,000 local fans could be allowed into venues. Overseas visitors not permitted. Now, the spectator ban would mean the opening ceremony on July 23 would take place in a virtually empty stadium with only IOC members and other VIPs and sponsors in attendance. Bach will actually self-isolate for 3 days, I believe, prior to the games. So, this is just kind of crushing because this virus we know is deadly. I think we all agree with that. I think we could also agree that this virus isn't going away. And so when you look at athletes and you look at the years that they put into it and the hopes and the Olympics, it's only every 4 years, and to be an Olympian is probably one of the greatest things that an athlete could possibly ever achieve, and to see to see that chance lost or to not be able to be there with the family and have there will be the cameras and all that, but you won't be able to have the cheering fans. I just think that at some point we're going to have to learn to live with this. I'm very, very frustrated with the fact that we still don't know where this virus came from. I believe a group of experts are saying, guys, let's just kind of shy away from the lab leak theory. We think it's a natural. We're going to talk about that. There was a group of health experts that said we believe the virus was natural. If it was natural, then we move forward. That's going to be what I would say, because we can't hide every time there's a natural, there's a natural phenomenon. But if we, however, do have proof that this was tinkered with, and we have now the Lambda variant in Peru, and that's starting to come, I think has hit over 30 countries, especially South America. And we have the Delta variant, which is now becoming a force in America. And, this keeps coming. You can't keep hiding for months on end. Even with the Spanish flu, people still went to a baseball game. They still, maybe a parade or two were canceled, but they wore masks and they still tried to live life. You do have to bunker down when there's a hurricane. Sadly, there's going to be earthquakes. Sadly, there's going to be tornadoes. But then you pick up, you rebuild, and you get back to living. Many people don't have that many months left on this earth. whether they're young, old, and a stray bullet. I think a college graduate just got killed by a stray bullet in Chicago, I believe. I mean, you know, you have these people that, you know, were acting like, well, you know, we need to look ahead for years to come. And many of us don't have years. That's what was so crushing with what happened with older individuals not seeing their grandkids. I mean, you're telling a grandparent who has lived their life and is in their senior years, with the highlight of their senior years, having a grandchild that knows them, can get some pictures with them so there's a memory, and they're being told they can't see the grandchildren. People are being scared to death not to fly, and I have a problem with that. If a grandparent wants to take that risk, let that grandparent take that risk. And it's, you know, so apparently South Korea cases have jumped. COVID is not going away. South Korea cases jumped to 1,200. In fact, they're saying that South Korea has even more cases than we believe they saw at the height of the pandemic. Now, health experts believe that the government sent a wrong message by pushing for premature easing of social distancing. Health experts believe it's that. Others also believe it's that there's a high unvaccinated number. But there's packed restaurants, bars, stores, you know, crowds that drink, you know, I don't know. I'm at the point now where I think, you know, we have caused so much destruction in our approach to the pandemic that I don't think we're managing it the way we should. I think we have focused so much attention on these crappy masks and not giving people access to the real ones. And we're putting so much money into sweepstakes and goodies for people who vaccinate, when we really should be putting money into monoclonal antibody treatment. If COVID is here to stay and the vaccine is only going to confer a finite amount of immunity, where's all the attention going to giving people the proper masks if they want to wear them and having the monoclonal antibody treatment? Now, I know a lot of the media sites are saying, oh, yeah, the monoclonal antibody treatment might not work on some. We haven't really heard much about that. We have known that people like President Trump did well with the monoclonal antibody treatment. All right, we'll keep you guys posted on this. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
In 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I used to have tons of friends. I thought I had tons of friends. Well, actually, the opposite. I didn't think I had tons of friends until you start to have less friends and you go, wow, I had a bunch of friends back then. And going to 12 schools, you don't become the most popular in each school, and I would have never been popular. I was class clown, maybe at the most, but I was never popular. But I sure had a lot of buddies. And I think as a girl, it's easier because girls bond and, you know, they kind of put relationships up there a little higher on the priority list. But guys are different. You know, guys would have the groups. Sometimes there'd be an alpha. Sometimes they would just have a close buddy or two. And guys do things differently. And that's fun. That's great. And then in the olden days, maybe when they became adults, you know, maybe they'd play a poker night. You know, maybe they'd go hang out and watch the game. And maybe go to a church thing or whatever. And, you know, dudes would be dudes. You know, they'd hang out. But a recent study has found that the average dude is really losing out on the bromances and is actually losing friends. And in fact, 15% of guys out there don't even have a friend. Not one friend. Now, me as a girl, I'm like, okay, wait a second. I prefer guy friends. I love my guy friends. So, okay, be friends with me. Because we got a lot in common. I love talking about sports and cars, and I don't mean to stereotype, but I just have a good time talking to dudes. I just do. I have a good time talking to women, too, but a lot of women don't seem to have the same, you know, interests like I do. You know, like, you know, Lord of the Rings. I don't know a lot of women who like Lord of the Rings, yet I can talk to guys about that all day. You know, and so, you know, video games and things like that. And so I don't know. So I've always gotten along great with guys. But this is kind of another piece of evidence that we have a quote unquote loneliness epidemic. Now, many men out there are listening to this going, who cares? Yeah. If I have a buddy, I got a neighbor. If I need somebody, I got somebody. And men, I think, look at things a little differently. And again, I don't mean to stereotype, right? Because I know now we're not really gender identifying. But if I could maybe, you know, talk about how some generalizations might exist in some men, okay? Not saying all men are like this. You know, men are very practical about things. Women are too. But guys are very cognizant of energy expenditure. And so if they're about to go on a hike or they're about to do some physical exertion, they might take things easy at the house before. They might take things easy at the house after. I come down, I see my husband, then I'm like, okay, so we're getting ready for camping. I need you to help me with this. We need to do 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 this. No. He's waiting. And we got all this stuff to do. He's like, yeah, but I'm going to be moving some heavy things. And he's conserving energy. Okay? Conservation. Same thing with needing another dude for help. Okay? Me, I'll ask my friends over and over again, oh, can you do this? Can we do this? Can you talk to me about this? Can I do this? Can I run this by you? Can I run it? Oh, wait, one more phone call. Okay. And I might have already used up everything in the bank, right, that I have. Guys calculating. Like, look, I'm going to need him to help me lift something. And if I ask him for something like this, I might not be able to ask him again. So there, you know, you would think, right, that you know, it's more the woman that's kind of calculating and, you know, balancing the budget and things like that. No. Dudes are energy conservationers and calculators. And so when it comes to emotional and relationships and time, any guy that has dated somebody that's very high maintenance or very emotionally demanding or wanting to spend time with them is already weeks ahead calculating time. Okay, maybe not weeks ahead. I'm giving some guys more credit, sorry. But already days in advance calculating the emotion expenditure. If they're like, I'm going to need all my emotion, because, you know, I don't want her to think I'm distant. I don't want her to think my mind is elsewhere. Then I need to not expend that on another dude and his drama. Guys aren't good with drama. Not because they don't care about it. Guys like gossip. Trust me. Guys are into gossip just like ladies are. But they don't want to lose any of their emotional bank, because they need 110% for whoever they're with. So I look at this as, you know, guys maybe not having a lot of close friends and being lonely. Maybe they regret it, but I think a lot of females would have more of a problem with it. You know, every now and then guys are like, God, you know, I got some extra tickets. Who could I take? You know, and they're like, oh, man, you know, this thing, you know, I should have a buddy. And you should have a buddy. You know, and I hope most guys do have buddies. But they say the number of guys that have, you know, maybe at least six buddies, that has dropped precipitously in the past 20 years, almost 30 years. And if 15% of guys out there don't have one friend, that's a problem. You know, when my boys date, I always tell them to make sure they still have the friends. You know, and they're very, very good with that. Because I go, look, you know, at some point, you might need that support. You know, I'm your mama, and I'm here for you guys. But, you know, if you have a breakup, or if there's a bad day, you need to be able to hang with the dudes. They're going to give you bad advice. They're going to probably mess up the relationship even more with their advice. We'll give her the quiet treatment. Date somebody else so then she gets jealous. Okay, don't take their advice, but you're going to need these dudes, right, for emotional support. And a big problem I see a lot of guys do is they start to back off on their friends. And sometimes it's their partner doing it. Sometimes their partner like, where are you going? Well, we're going out with the guys. Where are you going? Well, somebody's bachelor party. And so after a while, when you're in a relationship, you have to keep saying no to your friends. They go off and hang with the guys that say yes. And you start to lose your friends. And I don't think that's healthy. You know, I've always encouraged my husband to have the friends that he's had. You know, even if there was one I didn't like or I dated or whatever, you know, I'm like, you go. I might not go with you guys, now, but you guys hang. Because I really think it's important for people to have that outlet. You could love your partner so much. I mean, like, if somebody says, who do you want to go to the movies with? I want to go to the movies with my husband. Who do you want to go to dinner with? I like going to dinner with my husband. Who do you want to have drinks with? So, I mean, every single activity I'd rather do with my husband, even sex. But when you look at, well, you know, you can take a break, hang out with your friends, you know, garner, you know, build those other relationships. It's so necessary. You know, a lot of older individuals, they lose their spouse after 50 years, and then they're trying to make friends. It's really hard to make friends with somebody kind of old and set in their ways. Now, social media is not helping. Social media makes you think like you have a lot of friends, and they're pretty distant. All of a sudden, you start getting close to somebody, and then they write and they ask you for money. Or prescriptions, or something like that. You're like, okay, dude, come on. And so you do have people out there that are only friends because they want something. What about just wanting to be friends because you like me, because you want to hang? You know, women, we seem to kind of manage that a little better. But guys, you know, they're like, look, you know, I'm talking to you. We don't really need to hug it out. We don't really need to hang. We don't really need to talk about our feelings. I might need you when I need to get the boat in the lake. I might need, you know, yeah, I may need somebody to talk to because we're going out with a bunch of couples and the women drive me crazy, so I need some dudes to talk to. So you dudes out there, you don't necessarily have to find, you know, the best buddy. We don't really have a lot of best buddies. We lose a lot of our buddies during our dating years because whoever you date ends up liking your buddy. So you guys don't have to be best friends. But make sure you do have friends and people to talk to. You learn a lot. You realize that your situation might not be as bad. You get some tips. Even if the tips are wrong, at least you're getting other feedback. But you can't expect your social life to be work, to be your romantic life. Everybody says, well, the best partner is your best friend. That's true, but they can't be your only friend. If I was my husband's only friend, he would be just, I don't even know how he could even face the day, okay? He has to be around other people. I do too. I have to have other people in my life. It can't just be him. I enjoy doing everything with him, but you really need that other, you know. So, and women are starting to lose their friends too. All right, so step it up. You might have to invest a little, but it's worth it in the long run. You will get your ROI. Is it ROI, return on investment? You'll get it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Waste the night away, live your life and stay
young on the floor. We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tropical Storm Elsa is bringing lots of wind and rain to Florida as it makes its way along the western coast of the state. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis reiterates some storm safety guidance.
There are reports of flooded roads and trees down. Don't drive your vehicle into standing water. As little as 12 inches of fast-moving water can carry away a small vehicle. Be aware of fallen or hanging power lines. Don't approach or touch the power line.
Over 535 defendants across nearly 50 states have been charged in the 6 months since the January 6 breach of the Capitol building. That's according to the Department of Justice. That includes 495 defendants who have been charged with entering or remaining in a restricted federal building or grounds. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is meeting with officials from the top federal agencies on Wednesday to discuss strategies for dealing with ransomware attacks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying Biden is meeting with leaders from the Departments of State, Justice, Homeland Security, and the intelligence community. Psaki saying ransomware will be one of the main topics of discussion. A former police captain wins a Democratic primary in New York City's mayoral race.
Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams has won the Democratic primary in the race for mayor of New York City. Adams defeating a large field of candidates in the first major race in New York to use a ranked choice voting system. The primary ended on June 22nd, but the Board of Elections experienced issues in running the multiple tallies needed under the ranked choice system, including erroneously counting 135,000 test ballots. Adams will face Republican Curtis Sliwa in the general election. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, how do you pronounce it? Misa? Marasa wants to know, where do we find information on COVID-19 vaccine side effects? And will Facebook censor those? I apologize. I keep mixing up censor and censure. Censure is getting in trouble. Censor is to block it. So, okay, very good question. And I know this is something that's really bothering people in terms of if you you want to know that the government is being transparent, and you want to know that you are getting every piece of information for you to make an educated decision. And as a parent, that's what I want to do. Okay? I'm going to take your guidance. I'm going to take my knowledge as a doctor. Some of us aren't doctors. I'm fortunate to be a doctor, so I could use that knowledge. But I also want to get the latest and the greatest so then I can make an educated decision about my child. Where can you get the latest and the greatest? Well, right now we are all being led to, and understandably so, the CDC website. So the CDC does say that the COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. They need to be very, very careful. They should say the CDC, when they say something is safe, parents use a different definition of safe. And people, okay? Safe means there is nothing that can happen to you badly. Alright? Is this soap safe for babies? Is this sandwich safe to eat? So safe means something that hasn't been tainted, something that isn't toxic, something that shouldn't hurt. Now, can baby shampoo hurt a baby? Maybe in some degree. Maybe there could be that rare occurrence the baby is allergic to it or the baby drinks it or something. Could a sandwich make somebody sick? Well, let's say it's not toxic in terms of infectious disease, but it has gluten, and somebody ends up having a gluten sensitivity. So anything does have the potential to make somebody sick. So we have changed the definition of safe to generally designed to not hurt somebody. But there's always that one in a million. Maybe we need a different term than safe. Maybe the term safe needs to be redefined. Because when I see safe, it means what you are putting in is not going to hurt you. Now, there have been adverse events. I think the last time we looked, there was over 4,000 reported, okay, I'm sorry, 5,700 reports of death during the period of December 14th, 2020 and June 28th. VAERS received 5,700 reports of death, which is 0.0018% among people who received the COVID-19 vaccine. Is that considered safe? It's considered a very, very low probability, but apparently looking at this is like, wait a second here, 5,700, that's a lot of people. Nobody wants to think 5,700 people died from getting a vaccine. So FDA is requiring healthcare providers to report any death after COVID-19 vaccine to VAERS. Not all of these 5,700 cases have been in the news because they have been reported. It doesn't necessarily mean they have been completely determined as that. But very slowly as the vaccine has been rolling out, we're getting more scoop. You know, on blood, you know, rarely with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, myocarditis, rarely with the mRNA vaccines. But if you want numbers, the CDC is saying there's 5,718 reports of death, and they also list other vaccine side effects, as well as the FDA would be also a source to go to. But that's not what a lot of people want. They want to hear from quote-unquote real people. They don't want to hear from the government. So they want to go to a site where there are real stories. Now, I have a Facebook page called COVID Vaccine Experiences, Good, Bad, Neutral. I don't believe I've had anybody report a death on that site. But then again, that site only has a few thousand followers. It doesn't really have a lot. I don't even know how many followers it has as of now. So I don't think it is by any means going to be large enough to be able to have that. And then the duty is on me to make sure you don't have somebody go, yeah, my buddy died. It's a bad vaccine. This sucks. And then did the buddy really die from it? So, you know, that sort of information does have to be led by an agency that has health experts that can verify. You know, sadly, people die every day. You know, one child went into cardiac arrest 6 days after the vaccine. Was it because they had an adverse event to the vaccine, or is it because they had a hypertrophic cardiomyopathy or a heart condition, and when they were working out, it caused them to go into cardiac arrest. So these are things that need to be investigated. And I am very open. I am going to be, and I've promised you guys since the beginning, I am not here to be a puppet of any health agency. I'm here to promote public health, go with the latest guidelines, but I'm also very open to anything you guys tell me if you think there's a side effect, if you think there's an issue. Now, Maisa, is concerned about, will it get censored? Will our stories getting censored? Well, we believe so. You know, the class action lawsuit Trump is filing against Facebook, Twitter, and Google is demanding an end to these tech giants from censoring not only the president, but other people. There seems to be a trend that they have identified as Republicans appear to be shadow banned and blacklisted, and they claim that there are dictators and other people and terrorists that are able to still post. And the legal moves are backed by the America's First Policy Institute, a nonprofit that includes several former senior administration officials. And he says there's no better evidence that big tech is out of control than the fact that they banned the sitting president of the United States earlier this year, a ban that continues to this day, but you still have Iran and Palestinian hardliners, he says, putting hate speech on the platforms. He says Hamas, the greatest killers in the world, he says, has a site. He said he got the tweet, or saying the tweet that got him banned was innocuous. And so he was banned because they believe that his tweets helped support the Capitol, the riots, the January 6th riots. But where the legal standing, he says, is coming from is because big tech has, they believe that there is a relationship with the government. And they say that the, and let me get this right for you, this Section 230 is giving protections to the government, almost allowing them to be, I guess, an arm of the government. Trump says that while the social media companies are officially private entities, in recent years they have ceased to be private with the enactment and their historical use of Section 230. Section 230 profoundly protects them from liability. He said it is, in effect, a massive government subsidy. These companies have been co-opted, coerced, and weaponized by government actors to become enforcers of illegal, unconstitutional censorship. And he calls them the de facto censorship arm of the U.S. government. So Section 230 of the United States Communications Decency Act generally provides immunity for website platforms from third-party content. So let's say I, as a doctor, say, guys, you really need to take this one diabetic medication. This diabetic medication is great. And somebody dies from that diabetic medication. They can't then sue Google or Facebook or wherever I posted that. Don't go. I'm going to talk about this a little bit more. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, it's interesting how things turn out. The medical profession has changed such that you don't get to go into a doctor's office, sit at his desk, interview him or her, or they, see if that's a person you want to share your medical history with. Then decide to move forward, go into the exam room, undress, be examined by the provider, get dressed again, sit back into their office, be explained everything that was done, what they surmised, what they think your issue is, and go from there. In the olden days, that's how medicine was delivered. You didn't talk to a person undressed. You didn't rush in and out for 2 minutes. You sat with them. You answered their questions. The doctor was the encyclopedia for medicine. The doctor was your social media. It was your news. It was your guide, your dictionary, when it came to anything medical. Which is why doctors had a huge responsibility to be ethical, professional. You don't mess around. That person is relying on you. Can't be giving your opinion. Can't be injecting your religion. This is why we need you to eat better. This is why this treatment we think is going to work. Then, with the advent of HMOs and businesses taking over medicine, and then all the extra charges doctors got, you have to have malpractice because people are going to sue you. You have to have workers' comp. You have to have this. It's understandable. So, you're in a medical office's business. You have to have a business license. You have to pay rent. You have to pay taxes. Understandable. So, now doctors' offices get run as businesses. So, when a patient had a question before the internet, they didn't have a lot of time to ask. They didn't even have a lot of time to get an answer. And I remember as a medical student seeing people shake with their list of questions because they got to see that doctor, and seeing that doctor for that brief amount of time was so valuable. And if the doctor was busy, like, what else do you got? What else? You know what? The nurse will answer your questions. And I saw doctors run out. So it's our fault that patients have turned somewhere else for medical advice and for medical education. Well, it turns out at the same time, the internet was getting huge. And you started to have great sites like Medscape and WebMD and Mayo Clinic. And I, as a doctor, like, oh, this is awesome. I could print off these patient sheets and hand them to the patient. If I'm in a hurry and I don't have time to read off and go through this whole entire sheet, I could just hand people the sheet. So everybody started to get these sheets, you know, by whoever, whether it was Cornell or Mayo Clinic or John Hopkins, whatever. And that's not a doctor sitting down and giving you education, but at least it was handed by the doctor and endorsed by the provider. Well, in the last few years, especially maybe the last decade, the idea of having a primary care physician, your go-to, has been almost completely decimated. And now the average person uses telemedicine or an urgent care. And the concept of you having that go-to doctor, you having that one person that you are going to go to that is going to answer your questions and guide you, is gone. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but there was a phenomenon people had going, oh my gosh, my doctor is going to get mad at me because I went on the internet. I went to Dr. Google. My doctor will get mad at me. And patients would come into my office when I had my office before I went to teach, and they would say, don't get mad at me, but I went on the internet. And I'm like, I'm fine. I'm fine with that. Tell me what sites, because they're adjuncts. I want you to educate yourself. If I'm not always available to you, I want you to educate yourself. And they felt like the doctor would get so upset. But I realized where things were going. I realized that I was not going to be that available. You know, my show grew faster and bigger than I ever thought it would. I thought it was just going to be a local show. I never wanted to, you know, start this out thinking that, okay, I am going to be the most famous radio doctor. I never thought of that because we had Dr. Dina Dell. We had Dr. Laura Schlesinger. You already had icons. And I had a practice. I had kids. But the show grew. Not so much because I'm entertaining, not because I have the most exciting guests, but it grew because I was a source of information that people could go to, that they could trust, that would tell you like it is. Now, I do interject my opinion, and I'll tell you what my opinion is. But we are starting to have people that are a little nervous about going on the internet for their medical advice, and if they can't access their doctor, where do they go? Or if they have a doctor that they can only talk to, you know, some of these telemedicine platforms, it's only a 10-minute visit. And so there's a timer on some of these platforms, and so the person knows, look, you know, our 10 minutes are almost up. 10 minutes for a telemedicine visit is appropriate if it's an adjunct to what, an addition to what you're doing with a regular doctor. But if you're using telemedicine to supplement and completely substitute for a primary care physician, you're not only lacking care, but you're lacking the education of what you need for your condition. There's just no way to teach in 10 minutes, not to mention get a history, diagnose, and try to do this all virtually or over the phone. So when our previous listener was asking, where do I go to find out about vaccine side effects, if there's going to be censoring, if there's going to be misinformation online, they want to know how many people, what the numbers are, what the facts are. Now, I get most of my data from the government, and I've been very transparent about that. If the CDC says there's 5,700 reports of death on the VAERS, I can't tell you there's 6,000. I can't tell you there's 2,000. All I can say is the CDC said 5,700. 0.00018%. But if people are trying to learn, like they wanted to learn about marijuana and seizures, which ended up in us now having Epidiolex, or learning about, you know, could this be a man-made virus? I got to tell you, that theory that the virus was possibly either tinkered with or linked from a lab actually helped the vaccine movement, because people then realized that this isn't a natural phenomenon, that natural immunity might not work with something that could have been originally nature and then molested or altered with human interjection. So then I think a lot of people, even me, I was convinced to get the vaccine, because I'm like, I just don't trust this. As much as I trust natural immunity, that's what we were taught, I'm trying to eat right, getting sun, exercise, I might have to protect myself with man-made medicine because of a possible man-made or man-adulterated virus. So, where to go for medical information? Where to go on the internet? I mean, I'm supposed to refer everybody to the CDC and the FDA. But I get many of you have been using social media. And I've told you guys, you got to be careful. You have to be very, very careful. I love the fact that social media allows us to share things and do creative thought and abstract thinking and kind of inform you guys, there's something going on here. How many times do I get news from social media? There was like a sinkhole that I guess destroyed a construction site in San Antonio. I got that because I saw that on Facebook. You know, I know people are safe in Florida if they weren't in that condo because of Facebook. So there's so much advantage to Google, to Facebook, and all that. But on the flip side, we as a society let them get this powerful because we use them for everything. We use them for our photo database. We use them to chat. I use them for media. So just, if you want to look something up on social media, you can, but just don't have that your only source of medical information. Get a primary care provider. Get that primary care provider, because that's going to be probably your ideal source of medical information. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.